To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. It's Tuesday, news listeners, and of course, time for your Tuesday installment of the BTN News Show. It's the 12th of July, 2022. Got the best technology news that's been going on over the past 24 hours, and we'll get you caught up on it now in less than 5 minutes. Well, the folks over at Meta decided to rely on their AI technology, not for themselves, but for Wikipedia. We all know Wikipedia can be a little sketchy every now and then, especially when everybody remembers back in 2020, when some U.S. teen just went in and wrote 27,000 entries in a language that nobody spoke. There are some individuals out there that have good intentions, but they just make a mistake or not exactly know everything for sure. Hence, that's the problem with the Wikimedia Foundation, and that's probably why they partnered with Facebook parent company Meta. In turn, Meta developed the AI model that will automatically scan these articles to actually verify their accuracy. It will also suggest alternatives when it actually finds a poorly sourced passage. Then it might actually hop on over to Wikipedia's human editors to evaluate everything before going live. Meaning that AI, yes, we can't rely on it for everything, nor should we. You better remember the Terminator. In the very near future, Meta is hoping to build a platform Wikipedia editors can actually use to verify and actually correct footnotes systematically. Well, with Twitter drama going on right now with Elon, seems they keep adding new features. Ready to unmention yourself from a Twitter thread? Well, now you can. Twitter's finally opening up the conversation leaving feature to everybody, thus now giving the ability to everybody to leave unwanted conversations on the platform. Unfortunately, though, with the unmentioned feature, it won't prevent others from continuing to jump into the conversation, but will shield the person's replies and notifications. We all know this feature's been in the works for more than a year. With more beta testing that was actually opened up in April, Twitter finally realized that maybe it's ready for everybody. The new update, of course, is just a long line of new features that Twitter's been trying to unveil, giving users more ways to control how people actually interact with them. WhatsApp users, if you've been using an Intel Mac, you've been fine. But if you're on a silicone chip and still rely on the app, yeah, it's not been fun. Well, now WhatsApp is actually developing an updated Mac app that will feature native Apple Silicon support. Now, with the new universal optimized app, should run a lot faster and use less resources on an M1, M1 Pro, M1 Max, M1 Ultra, and the new M2 machines. There's also new sidebar features that will let you easily access chats, calls, archived, and of course the settings. Now, I know you're thinking, this is all great, fine, and dandy. When can I try it? Now, we don't know. There's no word when the updated WhatsApp for Mac app will be released, but we do know they've been testing it internally for 3 weeks, and all seems to be good. So maybe we won't have to wait much longer. Finally, have you got yourself a modern Honda branded vehicle? Yeah, you might want to listen up to this one. That's because hackers apparently have found a way to unlock and, heck, even start your vehicle. This is all dubbed the new Rolling Pawn attack, which allows any individual to eavesdrop on a remote key from up to 100 feet away. Then they can actually reuse them later to unlock and even start the vehicle. And you won't have a clue because you'll be inside Walmart going, now where the hell did they put that? Now, Honda said no way that there would be this kind of vulnerability. Well, Honda was wrong. However, though, the folks over at The Drive have independently confirmed it is a real thing. They've even done their own demonstration. Now, older vehicles use that static code for keyless entry, which in turn, yes, are also very vulnerable. That's why manufacturers later on introduced the rolling codes to improve vehicle security. Apparently, though, we're gonna have to improve on that. Maybe we'll have continuous rolling codes now. Have you got a story and no one else is listening? Well, please send it to us, britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our official website, of course, is located at britishtechnetwork.com. Get subscribed to all the BTN podcasts over there and support the new show over there, too, while you're at it. If you love this show, we need your help. britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions, $5 a month, or the price of a cup of coffee, as I'd like to say, can help keep the new show alive. And those of you that donate each and every month, thank you so much for your generosity. Don't forget, check us out on Facebook, too, at British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech, and the Slack room with the BTN community. We want you to be part of the fun today, so join us now at britishtech.slack.com. The new show back at your way on Thursday, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next couple of days. But until then, hope you have a fantastic Tuesday, and thank you so much as always for listening and supporting the new show.